I am deeply grateful to all of you for your encouragement, your prayers, and the incredible service that you are rendering for the pleasure of my beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. His mercy, compassion, wisdom, and sacrifice is the only qualification that I have, and it is the only wealth that I have to give. But when one is touched deeply by the compassion of a great soul, and through that compassion, the inclination to love Krishna awakens from within the heart, then all darkness is illuminated with light. And one naturally, spontaneously wants to share that gift with everyone or anyone. And that is how His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada has deeply affected so many of our hearts. Our only qualification is His prayers and His kindness. When I look out at all of you, I am seeing Srila Prabhupada manifesting in thousands and thousands of forms to give us the opportunity to serve you. Srila Prabhupada is my life and soul. And in serving you, each one of you, according to my capacity, I have the opportunity to please Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, I accept all of you as my life and soul. Exactly 40 years ago, on this day, I was sitting on that rock in the middle of the Ganges River in the Himalayas. It was the month of January of 1971. At that time, I was alone. I had nothing. except one thing. I believed that God would help me if I was sincere. Whoever we are, wherever we're from, whatever we have done or not done, Krishna will help us if we are sincere. Not always the way we prefer to be helped. But if we are sincere, we should know that whatever comes in our life is the perfect opportunity and the grace of God. It was also 40 years ago, 1971, just a couple days after Janmashtami, that my dear friend Gary and myself were sitting in this place at Keshigat on the bank of the Jamuna River in Vrindavan. And here we are again. The Jamuna River, like the Ganges, it's not just a flowing body of water. It represents, embodies the grace of Radha and Krishna. By bathing in the river, we become purified, sanctified, and blessed with bhakti or devotion. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu explained minutes before, that you are all like so many beautiful thousands of waves in the Jamuna River. And just seeing all of you is like taking a very holy bath and being sanctified and having my bhakti very much encouraged. But I never thought I'd see my father as one of the waves of the Jamuna River. But he's here. It is special. My father is 87 years old. He's not in the best of health. He can hardly walk. And he hates airplanes because he suffers so much when he's on them. When Radha Giridhari Prabhu and Krishna Chandra Prabhu invited him to come, he adamantly said, "No, I can't do it. I'm too old. I'll never make it." But then they asked him again, and he didn't say anything. He just listened. Then they asked him again, and he said, "I will come." He has come because of the love of all of you When I was sitting on that rock in the Ganges 40 years ago, sometimes I would think, how my parents' hearts were totally shattered by what I was doing. That was the time I wrote them a letter. I'm living in a cave in the Himalayan jungles. Because I had to be honest. And sometimes I thought on that rock, is my heart harder than this rock that I'm sitting on? That I'm doing this to people who gave their life, their soul, their everything to help me in every way they knew how to do? But I believed very deeply that if God, whoever he may be, if he is pleased by my sincerity, he will compensate, and he will bless them, and he will give them the understanding and the appreciation, and he will give them grace. And what a beautiful experience it is to my heart to see how Krishna has done just that. Krishna tells in Gita, Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupashate, that if we just approach him with sincerity, the Lord will carry what we have, carry what we lack, and preserve what we have. That concept can be extended in many ways. One is, if we please Krishna, just with our sincere and earnest effort, then all of our hearts desires for the welfare of others can be fulfilled. And today, the friendship I have with my father is, and my brothers, and previously with my mother, was deeper and greater than ever before. And I never had to compromise my spiritual values. And I think this is a serious lesson for everyone. We never have to compromise our spiritual values. But we should follow them in a spirit of compassion. Today, fanaticism, sectarianism, which are just manifestations of nothing but egoism, is so prevalent in spiritual circles. But what Srila Prabhupada and all the great true saints have taught us is we should uncompromisingly follow our spiritual values in a spirit of compassion, in a spirit of being an instrument to encourage, uplift, and inspire people. And if we have that spirit, we can be empowered, each and every one of us, way beyond our farthest imagination. My dear Father, I thank you for your lifelong support, care, and love. I remember when I was 18 years old, about to go to college, he said, "Whatever you do, I'm always with you because I love you." I tested that promise beyond his imagination. And not even for a second did that promise ever waver. I thank you. And seeing his relationship with so many devotees in such a deep way, Balaram Prabhu, Radha Giridhari Prabhu, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Yajna Purusha Prabhu, Chandramali Maharaj, Srinathji Prabhu, and so many. I remember when my mother was in her last days, she hardly could recognize anything or anyone. And when a person is like that, even loved ones have no desire to see them. But Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Devi, I believe Priyavrat was there. I'm not sure if Karuna Manjari or Radha Devi were there. They traveled thousands of miles just to see her. And for a long time, Radha Priya was holding my mother's hand. And my father, he called me on the phone. I wasn't even there. He said, "The love that these people have, none of our relatives have. None of our best friends have." And after that, the only words my mother was saying was Hare Krishna and Mufatlal. Yes? She hardly said another word. If someone tried to talk to her, she'd go Mufatlal. Or one time I was with her, and my father for 20 minutes was trying to get her to say something. She was sitting there smiling. And he was bringing up memories of the past and so many other things. And she wouldn't say anything. And then he said, "And here's your son, the Hare Krishna." And my mother smiled and said, "Hare Krishna." And that was her, along with Mufatlal, that was her favorite words. And when my family decided, while I was still in India, to cremate my mother's body and give the ashes to me to bring to India, was very special. That's how much all of you mean to them. And that's how much my devotion to Krishna means to them. Thank you. And my friend Gary, when we were young, we were practically just the same. We had the same hairstyle. He had a big beard. I tried to imitate, but it didn't work. Nothing came out. But we had the same weight, the same bodily size, the same values. We did the same exact things every day. No need to go into details about that. We were practically identical to each other in every way. And we were brothers and best friends. And now, 40 years later, we're completely opposite in every way. Our hairstyle, what we do every day, definitely our bodily size and weight and form. From a material perspective, we have nothing in common. But I think Gary will agree that the friendship and the love that we exchange is thousands of times deeper and greater than it ever was when we were young. Which is a beautiful lesson. That when love comes on a spiritual platform, it's transcendental to all these material considerations. It's a thing of the heart. And bhakti is that means by which hearts and souls connect, unified by the grace of God, by the grace of Krishna. And seeing, it's inconceivable to me, seeing Gary, a best friend of so many of our devotees here in Bombay, and so many of our devotees, best friends of Gary. Because people we share our lives with, we should always be grateful to Krishna for that blessing. Srila Prabhupada taught us that a true devotee is saragrahi, one who seeks the essence within everyone, in any situation, within our spiritual path, within our relationships, within our occupations, to seek the essence. If we seek the essence, we see beauty and hope everywhere. If we become distorted in our vision and look for the superficial aspects of things. Then our mind becomes obsessed with ups and downs, hankering, lamenting the dualities of success and failure, pleasure and pain, health and disease, honor and dishonor, pleasure, pain. But if we look for the essence, we become transcendental to these dualities. Because the essence is the grace of God, the grace of Krishna. Mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Every living being is a child of Krishna, a child of Sri Radha, a spark of God. And this entire material existence is emanating from Krishna. Sarvasya chaham riddhi. Krishna's in every heart. Everything is emanating from him. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartite. And if we look for the essence within our own spiritual path, we will find the power to see the beauty in other people. And to be compassionate. When Srila Prabhupada asked us in his last days to show our love for him by how we cooperate, there's only one way to do that. To really seek the essence. If we're not seeking the essence of the opportunities we have with each other, our relationships with each other, if we don't seek the essence in each other and in the world around us, then we'll have many excuses to fight, to hate, to quit, to cheat, to be miserable, depressed, to complain, criticize. But if we seek the essence, although everything else is the same materially, we find hope. The Bible says, seek and ye shall find. If we seek the essence will be revealed. And that essence is Krishna, who's all beautiful, all loving, all playful, all attractive. Krishna says, one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, for him or her, I am never lost, nor are they ever lost to me. Our sadhana is a way of seeking Krishna. When we sit down to chant our japa, or when we stand up and dance in kirtan, when we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, either reading or in a class, when we come to the temple for the darshan of the deity, when we're serving, doing seva among devotees, our consciousness should be to seek that essence. How can I please you, my Lord? Samsadir Hari Toshinam. The essence of devotion is described by Rupa Goswami to remember Krishna with the desire to please Krishna. And when we put that in the focus of our relationships and every aspect of our life, what we do, how we do it, we become empowered. This was the art that Krishna revealed to us in the great scriptures and through the hearts of the saints. And it is the art that Srila Prabhupada taught us. Not to compromise our spiritual values, but to seek the essence within our spiritual practices. And through the gifts we receive from that, we are able to see the essence in everything and in everyone. Srila Prabhupada would quote, Dinahina yata chilo harinam udharilo, tarasakshi jagai madhai. That even the most hardened, cruel demons, like Jagai and Madhai, can be transformed by the power of God's names. Nityananda Prabhu, he saw that potential in their hearts, and they became saints. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada, when he traveled around the world 12 times, he saw that potential in everyone's hearts. And so many people became transformed. And in the same way, through our sadhana, our spiritual practice, and through our prayer and practice, we should cultivate seeing that potential in everyone and in each other. Where there is selfishness, Maya will provide innumerable excuses to complain and to divide us. But where there is actually a spirit of service, Krishna will reveal to us every reason to be grateful and united. Within this beautiful assembly, We have people from many countries, many races, religions, castes, economic status, educational qualifications. Vidyavanaya sampane brahmani kavihastini suni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshana. Wisdom is to see the unity of Krishna's presence in all of our hearts. And to see all of you today so united, without passing judgments on each other, is a testimony of the beauty of bhakti, or sincere devotion. Such a nice view of the Jamuna River today. This arrangement that our devotees made is a replica of Keshi Ghat. It was here at Keshi Ghat that Keshi appeared in the form of a gigantic horse. His purpose was to kill Krishna and kill all of the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna's loving family. Krishna was just a small boy, a little cowherd boy. And Keshi was so huge, this mystic yogi, by his powers, opened his mouth and roared. His galloping was creating earthquakes. His tail was scattering the clouds. His eyes were ferocious. And Krishna took his little hand, which is so soft, that little hand that would play the flute. He put it in Keshi's mouth, stuck it in Keshi's mouth. Krishna's hand was like a lotus flower, and his fingers were like the softest lotus petals. When he played on his little bamboo flutes, his fingers would so gracefully and tenderly dance on the holes of the flute. And such deeply emotional sound vibrations, the manifestation of the love of Krishna's heart, would come from that flute to charm everyone's hearts. But now that tender little lotus-like hand was plunged into the mouth of this most evil, powerful asura. And his hand expanded and expanded and expanded, because Keshi's mouth was many times bigger than this pandal we are sitting in. And Krishna's hand was probably not much bigger than our hands. while it was inside, it became so big, Keshi suffocated and was liberated. He returned to the spiritual world. And then Krishna took his bath after doing this at the Keshi Ghat, where we are sitting today. And this story is very instructive. Krishna is in all of our hearts. We may not be able to see him at this time. He may be in a very small size. But if we turn to him with sincerity, by being the servant of the servant of his servants and chanting his holy names, then Krishna expands his beauty, expands his grace, expands his mercy within us, completely destroys our ego, our lust, our envy, our anger, our arrogance in our illusion, and liberates us in this very life. Yegatamam prapadyante. If with sincerity we turn to Krishna, he expands his all-attractive, loving, beautiful mercy within us. And however big our egos, however big our material attachments and our vices may be, like Keshi, we will be liberated. And it is in this spirit, with this hope, that we chant Krishna's holy names. As we get older, we get more and more experience of how illusory time is. My father is 87 years old, but if you talk to him, he has the youthful enthusiasm of a teenager. But his body does not facilitate that. I remember Srila Prabhupada used to tell us when he was in Jagannath Puri, he said, I used to run and go in the ocean. He said, now I cannot do those things. I'm walking with a cane. Myself, 60 years old. Well, what does that mean? The body, like a set of clothes or like a motor car, it has its youthful time, it has its attractive time, and then it starts deteriorating, getting older. And there's a very limited amount that we can do about it. But the spirit, for a materialistic person, the spirit to enjoy never goes away. And for a devotee, the spirit to serve never goes away. And in this way, old age is such a blessing. You have something so wonderful to look forward to. Because it gives us a very, very clear realization of how illusory this body and time really is. Every moment is an opportunity to connect with eternity. We don't have to wait or procrastinate. And devotional service or bhakti is the means by whoever we are, wherever we are, we could connect to our own eternal essence. By honestly and sincerely trying to seek the essence of pleasing God, pleasing Krishna in whatever we do. I am so grateful to my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, for inspiring such a wonderful family as all of you. And we should never forget this, that we are a family. And as a family, we should not take advantage of each other. As a family, we should act, speak, live in a responsible way, that we are all contributing to the spiritual, physical, emotional welfare of each other. We should all take responsibility to behave in a way that brings happiness and hope to each other. This concept is the foundation that we try to build Radha Gopinath Temple, Bhaktivedan Hospital, Gopal's Garden, and all the other projects. Because this is the concept that Srila Prabhupada has inspired us all to follow. There's no reason to complain or blame others. And even if there is reason, all it does is make things worse. We should each and every one of us take serious responsibility to speak and behave properly in such a way that it will inspire true devotion and true happiness in each other. And it will create a happier, more united family. When Lord Chaitanya manifested his lila as a devotee after coming back from Gaya, and Srivas Thakur was told about this, in ecstasy, he cried out, "Let our family expand." Bhaktivinod Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they prophesized and willed that Krishna's names would be in every town and village throughout the world. In a deeper sense, what they really mean is this family environment among devotees will expand throughout the world. Because in reality, Aham Bija Pratapita, Radha and Krishna are the mother and father of all living beings. We are eternally a family. To take responsibility, to seek the essence, and to act in that spirit will liberate us. And so many others. Every moment we have that opportunity. I thank you from my heart of hearts to my dear God brothers and God sisters, to all my friends, students, to my father, my lifelong friend, Gary, and to everyone. Please raise your arms and chant the holy names. Thank you very much.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, gratitude that on this most auspicious 60th Vyas Puja celebration, sitting on this unique Vyasasana, you have given the message of Vyasadeva, extracted the essence of the message of Srila Vyasadeva, and not just dipped us or bathed us, but drowned us in the beautiful pastimes and in the Yamuna of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. So we would like to express our gratitude by chanting three times. Hrivo! 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 We will now have Pushpanjali followed by Guru Puja. I request all the devotees to stand up in their respective places and do not surge forward. Let the Yamuna remain as it is and not overflow on the Keshi Ghat. Kindly stay at least 3 feet away from the stage, and in your respective places, as Paramahamsas, you can jump up and touch the Hamsas on top, but on your respective places. Thank you.